Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to report a trade.
We have a trade to announce.
Tails.
Let's go.
How about this trade that just went down?
Wow.
Okay, so the rumor is true. Okay, we just traded you. Okay, we traded you to the Indianapolis Colts. All right? So, you okay?
Nah, I'm going to call my grandmother.
You going to call your grandmother? Okay, this hasn't hit the papers or anything like that. Okay, well, why don't we do a little business first, okay, before you call grandma, okay?
What's up, everybody? I bet you're thinking, oh, shit, it's the 4D chess guys doing the trade show again. Oh, here we go. We're back doing the trade show. I guess we could call this the official episode one. What do you say, Adam? You're in the building tonight. We're going to do this. We're going to call this episode one. Is that what we're going to do?
We'll go ahead and call this episode one, Mike. Episode one of the 4D Chess Trade Show. What do you say?
I like that, the 4D Chess Trade Show. If you're checking this out, it is on a podcast form on the Destination Denver Radio Network. If you could do us a huge, huge favor, leave a review and rate the podcast. It helps us out so much. And also, a little bonus, it will be featured on my YouTube channel, Adam and I's YouTube channel, McNutted on YouTube, if you'd like to watch the video form. But this is a podcast, so I will do my absolute best to make sure that I'm reading these trades off so it's clear and concise. Adam, what do you say, man? You ready to dive into some dynasty trades? Our favorite thing to discuss in reality. Like it's our absolute favorite thing, breaking down trades.
There's nothing better than talking about trades, right? It's one of the best, if not the best, part of the dynasty space for us. So let's get into it, man. Let's talk to the D-Gens. Let's get into some of the trades.
Hell yeah. Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't start off with a trade of my own, right? So I can let you do the critiquing. So I am receiving Kenny Pickett, a 23-second, a 24-second for Ryan Tannehill, Allen Robinson, and Brandon Cooks. Now, this is a team that I am trying to rebuild. I thought I was a contender last year. I thought about riding it out again this year, but when I'm being objective and looking at my team, like I'm a fifth, sixth place team. Let's be honest here. Like I need a lot of things to go right. So, what do you think about this? I'm getting Kenny Pickett 2 seconds, and I'm sending away Ryan Tannehill, Allen Robinson, Brandon Cooks. What's your critique on this trade?
I mean, I'd say for you, this is clearly you're doing this for Kenny Pickett. You want to move off Ryan Tannehill. At the moment where the dynasty timing is with the dynasty space, Ryan Tannehill's an asset people aren't really overly anxious to go get, right? You're trying to move off of him. You get Kenny Pickett, which for us is a significant upgrade at the quarterback position. I would say a second is about what Brandon Cooks is worth currently. Maybe you'd want a touch more, but Brandon Cooks about a second. I'd say a second's maybe a little light for Allen Robinson, but I think the win on Kenny Pickett over Ryan Tannehill offsets that. Now, I think this is the other thing to think about with this trade. If, like you said, you're going into a rebuild. I don't necessarily need to get out of every piece I move on a rebuild at exactly what their face value is, right?
Yeah.
You're getting Kenny Pickett. You're getting a second in a loaded 23 class in what we believe is a loaded 24 class too. So you're getting out of some aging assets. You're getting into some youthful assets. Honestly, man, this is a deal I like for both sides.
I do too. I thought it was fair. It was good for both of us. If I'm looking this, like if I was being objective and this wasn't my trade, I would look at it as Kenny Pickett over Ryan Tannehill by probably a round or two in a startup pretty Correct. Easily, I would imagine. Allen Robinson, Brandon Cooks are probably both in that like late eight, ninth round range, somewhere there in like a startup. So for you and I, that's kind of generically just where we value future seconds. So
yeah.
23 second, 24 second, fair enough, good enough. I get a little bit of a win on the Ryan Tannehill. So if I did take any bit of a loss on Robinson or Cooks, I think I made up for it there. So yeah. I like it. I liked it for both teams. In reality, if I was on the other side of this and I'm trying to win now, this is a type of deal that I would be thinking about doing, right?
I think that's the other thing. Also, for those listening, the deal is Kenny Pickett, a 23-second and a 24-second, right? That's going to McNutted side.
Yeah.
The opposite side, Hero Killer, is receiving Ryan Tannehill, Allen Robinson, and Brandon Cooks. So if we talk about the other side of this deal too, Mike, if I'm a contender, obviously Ryan Tannehill for Kenny Pickett isn't the best deal, but 23-second for Allen Robinson, I'm doing that on a contending side. Brandon Cooks for a 24-second, I'm doing that on a contending side. So I think that's where, for me, if I was contending, this is a deal you don't love to get Ryan Tannehill. But if he's like my quarterback three on a contender, and then I get Allen Robinson and Brandon Cooks for seconds, I'm willing to make this thing happen.
Just for some context too, and this will go out to anybody. So if you want to get these trades on there, I ask, you're not required to, but I ask that when you post them in the Dynasty Trade Show on patreon.com/allgas, nice plug right there, on Destination Devi, or you go over to our Discord and you post them in the shithead trades, that you put a little bit of context behind them. It helps us out doing it so much. So being it's my trade, I already fudged this up and didn't give context. Outside of this is a very deep starting lineup league. I think we start 14. It's okay. 13, maybe 14. Okay. So you're looking at four or five flex spots here. So he has to fill. The depth becomes so damn important here in a 12-team league, right? Yeah. Allen Robinson, Brandon Cooks aren't studs per se, but they're going to make very good flex starters when you have to start so many people. So a little bit of context behind it for the other side, which is why I say I would totally do this if I was on the contender side, just pushing the chips in a little bit more. And it's not a hefty price to pick.
No, it's not. And when you're on the contending side, right, there's an aspect of what you're putting in your lineup. I mean, the 23-second, the 24-second, it's going to be hard to plug in better pieces than Allen Robinson and Cooks for those, right, on the contending side. So that's why I think it's a good deal on both sides.
Yeah. Oh, had to hit the mute there, man. I got the old COVID. It's kicking my ass today.
Hey, man, you're out here doing the trade show with COVID. I respect it regardless.
Hell, let's move on to number two. All right, so I pulled this one off. The context behind it, the only context I have for this one is that this trade is for trying to push his pieces in to contend this year. So the first side is getting David Montgomery and Justin Fields, and the piece that's trying to contend this year is getting Melvin Gordon, Jalen Hurts, and a 23-second. Quick thoughts on this. If you're a contender, Adam, you're getting Melvin Gordon, Jalen Hurts, and 23-second for that package of Montgomery and Fields that you're sending away. Is this a move you're doing as a contender? What's your critique on this one?
I can see why somebody would do this. Personally, I prefer Fields over Hurts in Dynasty. I understand that may be a little bit of a hot take currently. But for the win now side, on the contending side, it's Jalen Hurts. I can't really argue that. So I understand making the pivot to him on the contending side. I think, though, Montgomery for Melvin Gordon and a 23-second – that's a little tougher for me. So I understand why you're doing it. I mean, Jalen Hurts, what he scores per points per game versus Justin Fields, it could very well offset this. But as much as I don't love David Montgomery, I mean, he's going to be a pretty safe RB2, if not have a chance for some RB1 weeks, where Melvin Gordon, I don't really know what his role is going to be, man, if I'm being honest, right? And the 23-second, it's a nice trade piece. He might still be able to move that later. So I understand that that's an asset for him, but I don't know, man. I probably would prefer the Fields and Montgomery side. I understand as a contender why you might do this trade, though.
Yeah, just general context. If I didn't have the context on this trade, I'd want the Fields and Montgomery side all day, every day, every single day, right? Because I do have Fields over Hurts.
Yeah.
And I would definitely have Montgomery over Gordon in a 23-second, hands down.
Right.
As a contender, trying to push in, it makes it a lot closer. Man, I still think I want to side with the Monty and Fields side.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the points differential between Hurts and Fields. Now, I could be wrong on this. And the points differential on Fields and Hurts, like, what do you think per game we're looking at? Like, I mean, Jalen Hurts, is he a 20-point-per-game quarterback? I would say pretty close, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, this is there's little things you can get into, right? I mean, if it's 4 points per passing touchdown, Jalen Hurts is probably even more. But
yeah,
I don't know, man. I think he probably gives you somewhere between it. He probably gives you an easy 5 points per game. I would say
over fields.
Yeah, I would say somewhere in that neighborhood if he's healthy the whole season.
And that's the thing, man. If I look at Monty and Gordon, like, I know Gordon played well last year, but I mean, look how long it took him to re-sign him. Like, he went out and sniffed the market, and everybody was just kind of like, nah.
Yeah, nah. That's where. Listen, also, we don't see his roster, right? Maybe he's comfortable not having Montgomery as a starter. I don't really know what that looks like for him.
It could be.
Yeah. Melvin Gordon, for me, though, not knowing what his role is and knowing what his age is and his miles, I don't feel very comfortable dropping quite that far down from Montgomery.
Yeah, I think this is one where I would just explore. Like, man, I would rather add something a little bit extra on and just get the Hurts part. You know what I mean? Because yeah. It feels like you're paying the tax also for the 23-second. Like you're right. Paying that tax as a contender, which kind of seems antithetical to what you're trying to do. Now, you and I both will take on picks as a contender, but we plan to move them. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you move it, you can get another piece, you know, 4D move down the road. Yep. Okay. Yep. But definitely. As it stands right now, man, I just – looking at it, I think it's the Melvin Gordon thing that just makes me go, ugh.
And let's be honest, Mike. Let's talk about startup values. Jalen Hurts is probably going to be going around at most ahead of Fields.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, mid-second to – Fields sneaks into the third right now. So let's call it – let's even call it a full-round difference there, second to a third. Montgomery's going a ton ahead of Melvin Gordon.
Four, five rounds easily?
At least. Four rounds, at least four rounds, yes. So
yeah, that's why I say if this isn't like tagged with contender, I'm like, man, give me the Fields Monty side every day. But we'll move on. This was a tough one. I'm glad the first trade outside of mine was like one we had to have. Oh, man, we got to think about this.
I like talking about it though. Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Third one we got. We have DJ Moore and a 23 first being acquired for AJ Brown and a 23 second. Adam, your thoughts on this one. This one warmed my heart.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know how much people are going to like hearing us say this, but this is a DJ Moore 23 first side for me. And listen, is AJ Brown going to outscore DJ Moore this year? It's very possible. It's probably a little bit likely, but I don't know what that equates to in points per game. I still think DJ Moore is a top 12 to 15 dynasty wide receiver pretty easily. I know AJ Brown's more of a top five guy, but if you can give me a pick, Mike, in this 23 first class, now that we know that 22 is bad, 23 first, because of how bad 22, it just got a significant raise in value. And as nice as 23 seconds are, there is a sizable difference to me in the generic. Like, we don't have numbers on this, right? You're basically trading this as an ambiguous 23 first and second. So the difference to me there is pretty monumental. I would prefer to have DJ Moore in the chance of a top six pick in a class that's just loaded.
I'm fully with you on that because we don't know where this pick's going to land, whether it's early, mid, late. I mean, we're so far out now. It could be anywhere, to be honest. I mean,
right.
You can realistically, like, there wasn't any context behind it. You know, there wasn't any mid or early or anything like that. I'm here to disagree with the Twitter pundits who say that you can't reasonably project picks in May. For some teams, you certainly can. Right? If you look at a team and they only have one quarterback in Superflex and no means of really getting any other quarterback, they're probably going to have an early pick. It's pretty safe. So, I'm with you. I want the DJ Moore in the first side. The second kind of makes it a little bit closer, right?
It does.
If this was just flat out, just the first added on top, home run, slam dunk. This makes it a little bit closer, but I'll still side with the DJ Moore in the first. And a lot of that comes just because of how much I love DJ Moore. But, I mean, Adam, you kicked it off when you said that, I mean, how many points per game AJ Brown versus DJ Moore? I mean, AJ Brown, even though he's on my Eagles, man, and I love him and we still rank him high, man has battled some injuries and has missed some time. So,
yeah,
it's not exactly a world-beating, pass-happy offense that he's going to. I mean, how much more volume or less volume does he get? the points per game actually may be pretty damn close at the end of the year, which is kind of scary to think about. So,
and
you attack the first on, sign me up.
For those listening too, right? It's 23 first and DJ Moore for AJ Brown and a 23 second. We want the DJ Moore and 23 first. So I'm gonna tell you what's 4D about this, Mike. You got the AJ Brown logo, and you're shipping the man off.
Yeah,
sign me up for the 4D move. You know, go ahead. I like what he's doing.
He doesn't care. He may have the logo. He's still sending him away.
Yeah.
All right. Well done. Trade number 4 comes from our boy Jag. Jag, long time listener. We can't say first time caller because he calls all the time. Long time listener and long time caller. But two parts here. So the top part, Jag traded away 22-110, 22-208, and the 22-206 rookie draft picks. And in return, he received the 22-107. And it looks like with the 22-107, he took Jahan Dotson. Getting after our eye. We don't have pick numbers on the bottom part. So for those of you just listening, the second part, the bottom part, was another screenshot that he added where he made 3 picks in a row. And I'm going to assume one of these, the Sky Moore pick, was probably the 106, because Kenny Pickett, he's got as the third one in the line. So either way you look at it, he got one of these 3 players, Sky Moore, Jahan Dotson, or Kenny Pickett, for the 110, 206, and 208.
I'll judge it like this, knowing what I have, okay? Because you were able to, like, I guess when you have 3 picks in a row, okay, for those listening, when you have 3 picks in a row, what you actually make at the pick of 106, 107, 108, or whatever the order here was, is irrelevant. To me, what I think about this move, and the reason I'm going to grade it like this, it allowed you to secure Pickett and both these receivers.
Yes.
So if you look at it at 107 as Kenny Pickett, to me, that's where this is no-brainer. Give me Kenny Pickett over the 110, 208, 206 by quite a bit. Now, if this was just – I think this is another thing, Mike, where the names and the numbers sometimes can differ for people, right? Somebody that has the 107 saying, man, I only got to move back 3 spots. I go from 107 to 110, and I pick up 206 and 208. By numbers, it sounds okay. But we know after the 22 class, Mike, 206 and 208, you're treading down dog shit lane, man. I mean, what are you going to get there? Like, maybe you get someone you like and has some upside, but what do those really do for you, right? So the difference from 107 to 110, though, especially if you're talking about the only quarterback in this class, that's where I think that this could be a very nice move for Jag. Not something we say often either.
Good job, Jag. Good job. if this was 2 months ago, Adam, how's this trade look 2 months ago? Take away the names of
we're clowning Jag.
Right? What are you doing? But now you look at it, and we know the guys.
Yeah.
You, the listeners, the viewers, you know the guys available at 206 and 208. How much confidence does that inspire you? I don't want to move back just for some dudes, right? Just for some, I'm going to pun here, some Jags. Get it?
Some Jag.
Sorry. Oh, COVID brain, man.
The man has COVID, but he's still got the jokes.
I still got the jokes. They're shitty, but they're still jokes.
Corny.
All right. Number 5, we got Darnell Mooney and the 210 in this rookie class being acquired for the 106. Adam,
Bloom,
what do you think about this?
Bloomsden. Savage. Man, I know Bloomsden. I chat with him here and there. This is – all right. We just talked about what 206 and 2 are, right? 208 are, Mike, right? So 210 is even later than that.
Even shittier.
Mike, how much – okay. Back to startup ADP. The 3 receivers, Kenny Pickett and Kenny Walker, Breece Hall. Those are the locked in pretty much top 6. Unless you get the crazy draft, some of these home leagues, you'll see like Jameson or somebody go that shouldn't.
Yeah.
But those are pretty much the 6 right there, right? Those guys are all going in like that 5th, 6th range.
At worst.
Startups.
At worst.
Yeah. And right. Oh, I'm sorry. At worst, correct. And some of them are going higher. Breece is going in the 2nd, right? Yep. Some of these guys are going in the 3rd, 4th. I'm saying 5th, 6th at worst at 106. Yep. Darnell Mooney is he going in the 9th?
Eighth
you're round. Going eighth round? Okay. So you're going from a fifth to an eighth to pick up 210 and 22? No, yeah. Thank you. No, thank you.
Let me trade back a couple rounds. At best case scenario, let me trade back a couple rounds, right, from a sixth to an eighth and pick up Brian Robinson.
No.
Nah, I'm good,
no,
man.
No, thank you. And by some of these ADPs, you can't even get that Jag at 210. I mean, that's no, thank you. This is well done, Blooms, and this is ugly.
And this is nothing against Darnell Mooney. I'm a big Darnell Mooney fan.
Yeah,
I think he is probably undervalued relative to what he's going to produce and has produced.
Sure.
Yeah, but if I'm looking at it like worst case scenario for us, right? For us, how we draft, 106 would be Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Do you want Garrett Wilson or do you want Mooney and B-Rob? Or Mooney and Zamir White or
there is no person that's realistic at 210, which can make me even think about this. I mean, insert Garrett Wilson, insert Treylon Burks, insert Drake London, Kenny Walker, Kenny Pickett, Breece Hall. It doesn't matter who's at 106, Mike. This is a slam dunk. Like, there's nothing at 210 can make me even think about doing this. And you're right. Darnell Mooney's still the wide receiver one in Chicago. He still probably is pretty good at points per game, someone you can rely on. But there's no way in Dynasty I'm going to give up a Garrett Wilson, Drake London, you know, Treylon Burks type. No chance in the world. And you're not getting Drake London at 106. So it's really Treylon Burks and Garrett Wilson, right?
Let me play a little bit of devil's advocate. Like, if I'm like competing, I mean, Mooney's probably going to score more points than one of the wide receivers at 106. Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, but here.
I'm trying to talk myself into it, Adam.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, and I like it. But even if you're going to 4D it, right, you're saying, all right, this rookie receiver has a lot of dynasty value, but as a contender, I want to multiply it in someone that maybe is a little crustier. Like, you can shoot higher than Darnell Mooney to get the 210. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
You could. You could go for one of those guys in like the sixth round range, one of the yes. old crusty vets.
Mike, let's say you went from 106 to Mike Evans. You still probably can get a second and maybe even more. Like, this is, you went down too far. I understand the idea of what he tried to do, but he didn't do it well.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. 106. I can't 106. I'm sorry. I tried. All right. So we got one here from our boy Evan Eplow. Okay. The top trade, the first one he got, he traded away the 109, and in return he got a 24 first and 24 second. In the bottom trade, he traded away the 108, and he got a 24 first and a 24 second. So I see a pattern here. I see he likes to trade away the 8 and the 9, and he gets a 24 first and second.
Well, okay. Two things to discuss here, for me anyway. The 108 and the 109. Oh, are there some players in that at that spot you could get and you may have some hopes for? Sure. But, I mean, realistically, you're probably even missing on J-Mo at this spot based on ADP. So you're talking I mean, we love Jahan Dotson, but he's going later than this, right? There's, like, the receivers in this range, as much as I'd love to have them, I would consider honestly pivoting – in that range for a generic 23 first or a generic 24 first. So if you can tell me right now that you can get a second on top of it. And so just from the trade standpoint, right, the aspect of what side I prefer, give me the 24 first and second on both of these. But I think what's 4D about this is the leverage he's picking up, right?
Yeah.
So you now have, assuming he has his own, he now has three 24 firsts and three 24 seconds. Right, so the leverage you're picking up in that 24 class is massive.
This is a forward-thinking move, very nice, and this is why I really like what he's doing here for both of them, to be able to think that far out. I mean, is there a possibility one of the wide receivers that you're going to draft at 8, 9, 10 becomes worth more than a first and a second? Absolutely. There's a possibility. I'm not going to say it's a great one. These are more like second round guys that got pushed up because the class is so turd that nobody would. I mean, if the class had gone the way we had thought about it, right? And 108, 109, Dotson's going at 202, and Sky Moore's going at 203. Adam, are you trading a 24 first and second for those guys? Hell no. Nobody in their right mind is doing that. Nobody's doing it. So I think this is where, if you're ahead of the market and you're forward thinking, this is a wise move. Now, there's a possibility that in a year or two, maybe this doesn't look as good, but you still cashed out. Worst case scenario for you, you cashed out at 80, 90% of what their top ceiling value would be. So I like this move a lot. Yeah, give me the first and the second, even if it's in 24, which is a class I'm really high on. So damn, good job, Evan. I love that. I love the both of those trades. Very smart.
Yeah.
All right, we got some big names in here. We got Jonathan Taylor being acquired for Antonio Gibson, Drake London, a 23 first, and guess what? Another 23 first. So JT for Gibson, London, and 2 23 first. Holy Santa Claus shit.
Yeah, holy Santa Claus shit. Okay. If I'm going to move Jonathan Taylor, I need a haul. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, Jonathan Taylor versus Antonio Gibson, Drake London, 23 first, 23 first. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to need something that's a haul. But if you're giving me this haul, Jonathan Taylor's going to be off my team.
See ya.
Jonathan Taylor is going to be off my team. And this is, I think, for Mike, I think this is a good example of there's people that say, you know, you don't just don't trade certain players in Dynasty. If that's the way you want to do it, that's the way you want to do it, that's fine. The way we do it, though, every player has a price. Every startup pick has a price. Every rookie pick has a price. And encompassing all those together is really what we want to do. Jonathan Taylor, Mike, I don't care if it's a short lineup league. Yeah. I don't even care. Even in a start nine lineup league, like, this is the price that if you're going to send me this, he's off my team. You give me Drake London that I can insert in wide receiver. This is a guy that's already being drafted in the top 15 at wide receiver right now, right? Gibson's a guy we still like. I understand there's a big drop off and there's some concern with him. But 223 first on top of it, Mike, this is – give me the Bucks and Six. I like what the Bucks and Six did.
Bucks and Six, such a good name. I mean, I was going to go for, like, maybe if this is even a small lineup, you touched on it, man, I still want the package. And I'm going to sound like an idiot, but, like, I'm looking at, like, if I got JT and somebody offers me Gibson and a 23 first, I'm studying where that 23 first may or may not be. Right? I'm going to look at it. I'm going to go, like, oh, is it early? Is it mid? If somebody offers me Gibson and 223 first, I'm like, oh, shit. All right. I'm got to put my money where my mouth is. I'm a Gibson truther. Here we go. I'm gonna take this deal. For me, man, Bucks and Six got Drake London for free. Just free. Like, I would do Taylor for Gibson and 23 first. I don't care where they are, mid, late. I mean, it's May. I mean, even if they were on, like, really good contenders, like, oh, man, this is so tough. I don't think there's any question in my mind. The Bucks and Six side won. It's just the question is by how much. by how much did he win? And I think it's a metric fuck ton. I guess that's the best way to put it, Adam. Bucks and Six by a metric fuck ton. All right, next trade we got Breece Hall, Davis Mills, Matt Corral being acquired for Trey Lance, a 23 first, and a 24 first. Adam, what are your thoughts on this one?
I love Breece Hall. I do. But give me Trey Lance and 23 first and 24 first.
Yeah.
It's not even that difficult. Like, startup ADP, I think Trey Lance and Breece Hall are going to be going similarly in that second range. So when we break this up, Mike, if you say they're a wash, let's even say it's a slight lean to Breece Hall, which I don't even know that that's the case.
It's not, but okay.
But if we're trying to be nice, pretend to be nice, I'm not paying a 23 first for Davis Mills. And I'm certainly not paying a 24 first for Matt Corral.
Hell no.
Josh, this is a slow clap, Savage. Well done, man.
Pretty disgusting the way he did this, man. Really disgusting the way he did this, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Adam, first show in the books. You and I, buddy. We did it. Back at it. First Dynasty real trade show that's going to be podcast. Going to be out there for all the people to critique how we view trades and make fun of us and laugh. But I love it. That's what we live for. I love it. I'm happy to do it. I can't stress it enough. If you want these trades to be featured on here, just hit up Dynasty Trade Show, the Patreon, Destination Debbie, patreon.com/allgas. You can also come and check out our Patreon because we will be pulling some trades from there as well. So the Shithead Trades, the Shithead channel, we got that fired up and they're putting in there. We pulled a few from those boys today. Patreon.com/South Harmon. If you are listening to this in audio, I stressed it at the beginning, but please rate the podcast on whatever you're listening on. And then if I don't think Spotify lets reviews. I'm a big Spotify user, but I can't leave reviews. So if you're using Apple or Google, one of these services that lets you review the podcast, you know, tell us we're good, we're bad. You hate us. You love
us. Shit on us if you want to.
Whatever. It helps the channel out so much. And then if you watch this on YouTube, right, you get to see our beautiful smiling faces, my bright blue eyes with COVID and Adam over here just with like 37 basketballs in the background. He's got a whole shooting rack there on the floor behind him.
We're about to do the three-point contest. We got one rack right back here, you know?
I see the money balls back there. But if you watch this on YouTube, leave a like. Hit subscribe to the page and type in the comments. Type in the comments. I'll answer you. I promise. I'll answer you. I do my best. I'll go through it and I'll answer you. But we appreciate you tapping in. We will get faster at this. We will get more efficient. But these were the first 8 trades, and we're always going to try to kick it off with one that we did. I mean, that was something that Ray G started. Shout out to him for it. Shout out to him for everything he does. But starting with your first trade, right? Putting it out there. Putting yourself out there. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, show your work, right? You know, let's see what you got, man. Let's see. Stop just grading everyone else's trade. Let's see what you did. Let's see what you put on what you put on wax. You know,
man, that's a big thing for us. We're not going to tell you to go do something if we wouldn't actually do it ourselves, right? That's a huge thing. So I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you these every time. I'm being like, I'm high on Kenny Pickett. We did a podcast on Kenny Pickett.
Right.
I fucking traded for Kenny Pickett.
I traded for Kenny Pickett. This is what I did. And, you know, when you hear me say, listen, I don't have to take full dollar. And you, listen, here it is. Say what you want about it. This is my work right here.
We appreciate you tapping in. We'll see you next week. We'll be right back at it. One more Dynasty Trade. That's going to do it. 40's out of here. Peace.